I gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
Welcome to the Offbeat Podcast. You're listening to the title cut off New Orleans trumpeter and vocalist Kid Merv's new record, Body and Soul. I'll be talking with Merv about the record and, in honor of Satchmo Fest, about his great uncle, Kid Rene, who played with Armstrong way, way back. Merv, welcome. How you doing?
Great.
Before we get into the rest of the record, I want to ask, you've got Toots Thielman, the harmonica player, doing a solo on that song, Body and Soul. Toots is a famous guy. He's played with just about everybody, Ella Fitzgerald, Quincy Jones, Bill Evans. How do you get involved with this project?
Well, when we did the recording, I left space open for a harmonica because when I was in Los Angeles, a cat came up in a jam session with a harmonica and took a solo on Body and Soul. So I was inspired that I wanted a harmonica solo on there. David Tokunosuke went to Paris after we finished the session. After 3 days of session, he had to go do a gig in Paris. And he ran into Toots Thielman in Paris, and he laid it down in Paris.
So you never actually met him?
No, I couldn't tell you what he looked like.
Sent the track back to you across the ocean.
Yes. I paid for it.
Yeah, I hope so. Ellis Marsalis shows up on piano on that tune too, and on a few other tracks on the record. Had you two played together before?
I met Mr. Ellis as a child with the Dijon's Olympia Brass Band, which is my family. After Katrina and all that happened, an opportunity happened for me to have a record and try to make some dreams come true. I called him on the phone. He said, "Yeah, little kid, I'll do it for you." You know.
So you started out as a musician. You were playing with the Olympia, marching with the Olympia.
I'm the youngest to ever join the band at the age of 13 years old. So when I picked up the horn, I was being tutored by Mr. Danny Barker, and also Milton Baptiste, along with Mr. Harold Dijon, which is the leaders of the Olympia Brass Band. And back then, there was no like there are a lot of youngsters today walking the streets playing and crazy about brass bands and jazz music. It wasn't like that. I was like one of the youngest guys on the street, period, because everybody was older. Mm-hmm. I was the baby. I was like a little baby around those guys. At that time, I was being trained in the brass band under Milton Baptiste. Danny Barker was teaching me stage presence, singing, and to be an entertainer.
And you were learning from Tuba Fats back then, too.
Yeah. Tuba Fats was a part of the Olympia Brass Band. So I was a little brat.
He had some choice words about your playing back then, didn't he?
I was trying to get it together. I had good intentions, so it must have worked out right. Here I am today.
When It's Sleepy Time Down South was kind of the starting point for the record, right? That was the first song you wanted to put on it.
Yes, that was one of the main ones to dedicate to New Orleans after Katrina.
Can you tell me something about your history with that tune? Like, why do you like it so much?
Actually, Mr. Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swingers, you know that cat?
Yeah.
He's the one turned me on to Pops in that way, to sing the song Sleepy Time Down. So I think,
because that was a famous tune for Armstrong,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was his signature tune. And Kermit used to perform it. Mm-hmm. And he broke it down and showed me how it go in the key and I just took it from there, you know. Actually, I'm like a protege of his. I mean, well, he's like a big brother of mine. He taught me a lot of songs and, you know, he really helped me on my way, you know.
So what was the recording session like for that song, When It's Sleepy Time?
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful because they put candles all through in the recording booth.
Really?
Yeah, it was nice.
Was the power out?
No. No, it wasn't no power out. You know, you get the mellow mood of the moment. So they had candles lit everywhere. You know, Louis Armstrong says, "Good evening, everybody." So at the end, I said, "You know what?" I said, "You know what? This could be for New Orleans." So I said, "Good evening, New Orleans." You know, just switch it up a little flavor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a really nice recording. You mind if we spin that one now?
Yeah, why not? That's one of my very favorites too.
Thank you.
on the fields below. The folks are cooling in the soft and low. You need to tell me, boy, because I know, yes, when it's sleepy time down south, yes, the south wind's blowing through the pinewood trees. The folks down there living a life of ease. When old Mammy falls on her knees, yes, when it's sleepy time down south, yes. Steamboats up the river coming and going. Déjà de do 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 say, splashing the night away by the river do sob. Oh yeah, hear the banjos ringing and the folks are singing as they dance to the break of day. Dear old Southland, the sweet old song, you take me back where I belong, right in my memory's own, yes, when it's sleepy time. The river coming and going, déjà de do 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 say, splashing the night away by the river do sob. Oh yeah, hear the banjos ringing and the folks are singing as they dance to the break of day.
What is hearing that tune bring to mind for you?
What is so beautiful of that song is that It's everything visual. You can see it. You can actually see it. Like saying I'm going to get on a streetcar. You know what a streetcar looks like. You know what it feels like. You know when you watch those old videos of Louis Armstrong singing that song. I think it's one of the best songs that describe New Orleans of that era.
So we're coming up on Louis Armstrong's birthday and Satchmo Fest.
Yes.
I hoped we could talk a little bit. You have some family history related to Armstrong.
Yes, I sure do. My great uncle was Kid Rene, who played in the Welfs home with Louis Armstrong when Louis first got there. They were rivals and they were buddies, and they were the best two trumpet players. In the Waves home, they was taught by the same teacher, and they was in the marching band together, and they played a lot of duets together.
For those who don't know, we're talking really early for Armstrong.
Yes,
this is when he was a little tiny boy.
Exactly.
This was an orphan's home. Right?
Yes, the Welfs home. It's when he shot the pistol.
Yeah.
And went into the Welfs home. My great uncle was in there with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their paths crossed later on too. Like he replaced Armstrong in the Kid Ory band, right?
Right. Back to Mr. Harold Dejean, he used to call me Rene all the time. He never called me Mervin. I used to sit with Mr. Harold at his house, and he would tell me about the times he performed with my great uncle. Mm-hmm. I had some footage of it, but I lost it during Katrina. He was interviewed, and I interviewed him about my great uncle. Mm-hmm. Because one day, we was at Milton Batiste's house, and I was telling him, I was like, hey, I'm the first trumpet player in my family. He said, no, you're not, Rene. Your uncle. That's why I call you Rene. Your uncle was the first trumpet player in your family.
And you'd never heard of him before that?
No. And when I found out, you know, so I'm like, wow, you know.
What's been the importance of Armstrong for you and your music?
I was a vocalist first before I picked up the trumpet. The Louis Armstrong music, the stuff that he sang and performed, it just went through me. I always loved his voice. And coming up in the music, it was like, come on. Well, if you're going to learn anything, learn Louis Armstrong stuff. I don't try to imitate the man. I could never imitate him. I could remind you of him, but I could never imitate him. Nobody really is no imitate. You know, you can remind somebody of something. That's just my opinion.
Speaking of your singing, you got a really nice performance on the last track on the record, Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Yes. I had one Uncle Lionel, to sing on that tune. And when he heard it, the tracks that I did, he's like, no, nephew, leave it alone, just like it is. I don't touch that. Because, you know, I mimic him on some parts that he you know, taught me, that I learned from him. Uh-huh. And all he was supposed to do is come back and put them right where it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, we're going to leave that alone. And I'm honored, you know, I give special thanks to Uncle Lionel for giving me the inspiration. When he heard what I laid down, he was like, no, you don't need me on here. You got it.
Well, in honor of Uncle Lionel, you want to play us out with Route 66?
Yeah,
why not? He was supposed to be on.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Kid Merv, the record is Body and Soul. Thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure. Anytime.
Route 66. Night wine from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles on the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Night goes to St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City. Looks mighty pretty, you see. Amarillo, Yellow.